Heavenly Father, I pray for joy during the challenges of this life. I pray for grace when others seek to harm me. Help me remember that if I am truly focused on living your will, then nothing will allow anything or anyone to disrupt that. Your vengeance against your enemies is far greater than anything I am capable of delivering. Therefore, it is not necessary that I should endeavor to punish anyone. Instead, let me focus on good work in your holy name and love for others as you have commanded. Mine is not the responsibility for retribution, as you are the supreme judge, almighty power, and great protector.
Do you feel lost or confused? Are you merely going through the motions, or worse, simply following the crowd? It's a chaotic world, and there are a lot of questions. I don't pretend to know all the answers, but I can introduce you to a man who does.
Exodus 15 reveals the most ancient song we know of. It is a holy song to the honor of God, to exalt His name and celebrate His praise. Holiness to the Lord is in every part of it. It shows the joy of God's people. They have work to do, temptations to grapple with, afflictions to bear, and are weak in themselves. But His grace is their strength. They are often in sorrow, but in Him they have comfort. Sin, death, and hell threaten them, but He is their salvation. The Lord is a God of almighty power, and woe to those that strive against their Maker. That which is a matter of praise to the servants of God is dreadful to His enemies. He works wonders of power and grace, and in both He is to be humbly adored. In verses 3 through 7 read, "The Lord is a warrior, the Lord is His name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army He has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them. They sank to the depths like a stone. Your right hand, Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you threw down those who opposed you. You unleashed your burning anger. It consumed them like stubble."